Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
All right, pretty. Jack Daniels has been in the news lately. They've had a downturn in sales.
Oh, no.
And part of their effort to turn things around is this here bottle of Jack Daniels Blackberry.
Yeah.
And we're going to try it. So if y'all want to hear about it, then stick around. Started for you, we do have to thank the patron supporters. Everyone that is on the screen right now contributes at the top three levels, but we have price points
for all budgets.
So if you want to hear about how to support the channel, stick around to the end. So the story on this one is we did not pay for this bottle.
No, we get media bottles sometimes.
We do. We've been blessed. We do sometimes get media bottles. And this one was a special one.
I was surprised. I'm kind of excited.
They did not ask me if I wanted this one. They just sent it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was kind of excited about that. So let's talk about the packaging.
Okay.
We gotta get our stuff out of the way so that we can open up the packaging. This is going to make more sense in a second. So this is... the Jack Daniels Tennessee Blackberry, which is trademarked.
Look at this beautiful. That is.
Welcome to Blackberry Season. Yes.
Yeah.
And then you've got.
Holy moly.
I don't even need that there. I don't know if I can get this out.
We haven't even opened it yet.
We haven't. This is going to be a.
Fresh crack.
Yeah, but what's it called? This is a unboxing.
Oh, an unboxing, yes.
Unboxing,
and it came with this fun thing.
It came with this fun thing.
Which I haven't even washed it, and I probably should.
We don't need to. It's fine.
I always say wash before using.
The whiskey is going to, but look.
Look, it's got little blackberries on the thing.
It's got little blackberries. They look kind of like pineapples, but we're going to call it a blackberry.
It's a blackberry.
It's fine. It's fine.
And I really should have blackberries.
There's little magnets in the box. It's pretty nice. The bottle itself. It's got the purple color from the berries on it, which is kind of cool. Packaging is pretty dope, but in all fairness, like, you know, when I heard that this was coming out, I was like, oh great, a gimmicky kind of flavored whiskey.
Sure.
You know, but
70 proof.
Oh, 70.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we talked about the source. Jack Daniels distills all their own whiskey. They did send me the information that they, the press release for this.
Okay.
But I didn't know they were sending a bottle. So I found out we got one and I was like, all right, let's do a review and see whether or not this is just a gimmick or if this is actually a great addition to the whiskey market.
Yep.
So obviously the distillery is Jack Daniels. The SKU is Tennessee Blackberry. It's
blackberry liqueur blended with Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey.
Okay, that is significant.
So it's not like
it's not whiskey, it is a liqueur.
Yeah.
So kudos to them for being honest about their product there. It is non-age stated. We've already shared the proof of 70 and the SRP on this. I don't know what it is. I think it's because we didn't
hold, please.
We did not pay for this one, so we're a little unsure what the cost is. I don't think that it's very expensive though. While you're working on that, I'll get our
Get it cracked. Dude, it says $22.99
at total wine. It is $22.99 at total wine. Okay.
It says $22.99 and $32.99, both a total wine.
Okay, well, probably different locations, yeah, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's fine. So, yeah.
Yeah, and let's see, what size is the bottle?
750.
You already checked that?
I already saw it when I had the readers on. 750
ml, there we go. So,
oh, you poured it.
What do you say we smell it? You know what it smells like? It smells very much like blackberries.
I mean, that's lovely.
It is for sure a blackberry liqueur. Mm. It's got a little bit of that Tennessee whiskey coming out on the back end.
Yeah. I mean, it does, like, it's, you know, I mean, it's blackberry liqueur blended with the whiskey. So there's, I mean, there's some whiskey in there. There's some liqueur in there.
The whiskey's coming out
But it's I mean, it has that kind of like syrupy texture that you get from a liqueur.
Yeah, the mouthfeel is more liqueur-like than Tennessee whiskey-like.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen. Hmm. And she threatened to sue us.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip-shaped whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us, their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would nose a really high-proof, high-quality spirit in the United States out of this glass, all I got was ethanol burn.
Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher-proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money-back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side by side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their money back if they don't prefer it nosing it to the other?
Absolutely. Okay. And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karens, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen. BourbonRealTalk.com.
Cheers. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a... where are we going to go on this? I'm going to go like 78.
Really?
Yeah. If Wild Turkey 101 is like a 81, 82, 83, this is probably like a 78.
Hmm.
You know, different category though. But $22 for a 78, that's a good value. So the buyer pass on this one, it's going to come down to what you're looking for.
Sure.
Right? So do you remember a few years ago when, Crown Royal came out with all those flavors like apple and peach and all that?
I do.
And all the whiskey nerds were real mad about it.
Oh, yeah.
And they were, and I tasted
it's not real whiskey.
And I was like,
and
well,
I mean, it's not.
Crown Royal's not real whiskey anyway. It is a blended whiskey. It's not the same as buying a pure product that you get from the United States. But it's fine. The peach was delicious.
It's so yummy.
It sustained me through the first week of COVID.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, first week of COVID, we're locked in the house. I had this bottle of Crown Peach somebody gave me. Put that bad boy over ice, throw it in with some tea. Oh, you know, it was crushing it.
Yeah.
And let's face it, this is not meant to be drink neat.
No. So, and that's why...
It actually came with a little thing.
Yeah, so, you know, along with the beautiful packaging on the back, this is I'm just going to have to do videos in glasses from now on.
It's fine. Sometimes we're getting to that age. We need readers, okay? Okay, don't judge us, you youngins out there.
I tried to do the contacts. The one is for close and one's for far. It's dumb. Anyway, this is for blackberry lemonade. So they want you to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
Fill the glass with ice, obviously. Get some lemonade in here. And then they want...
This is fresh lemonade, by the
way. Yeah. I just made it very quickly, very poorly. And then... And my crystal jigger. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
2 ounces of this guy.
I gotta be honest. I get a little nervous every time someone says jigger.
Oh, shush.
It just makes me just a little uncomfortable. That's off.
Down here.
We got our stirring spoon. So we're making the cocktail that they recommend to make with this.
So he said to bring 2 glasses, but they sent me a mason jar and I'm drinking it out of the mason jar.
Yeah. Let's talk about this mason jar though.
It's very pretty.
It's etched. Let's talk about the quality of the etching.
Okay.
Lindsay, if we were selling this mason jar with this etching on it, would you let this go out to a customer?
I wouldn't.
Absolutely not. Tell them why. Tell them why.
Well, when we open the package, and I still have, there's like glass dust, like ground up shards of glass because...
They did not use a UV laser.
It appears that it was done with...
I know enough about lasers at this point.
A diode.
This is a diode or a CO2.
And not... It needs...
It needs more.
2 ounces is not enough
whiskey. Yeah. It's too lemonade and not enough...
not enough blackberry.
Get your stirrer back out.
Okay.
We're going to eyeball it. There we go.
Anyway, so when you use a UV laser... you can adjust the settings a little bit differently, give it a little bit more power because it doesn't heat up the glass.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get the short, like the other lasers are literally breaking away pieces of the glass, long story short. Yeah. But it's still very cute. The marketing's great.
So just know that if you were to buy custom etched glass from us, you're going to get something that's higher quality than this, although it's very cute.
I really feel like this should have fresh blackberries in it.
Oh, yeah.
For more of like a lemonade smash type situation.
I could see that. In fact, last week we had blackberries that a couple of them started getting a little bit of mold. And so I had...
You don't eat the moldy ones, do you?
No. Not when anyone's looking. It's just, listen, the whiskey kills the germs. But yeah, when you smash up the ones that are close to going bad, it adds a lot of good fruit flavor to your whiskey smash, which is what I had last weekend. Yeah.
This is great over lemonade. It'd be better as a smash with some blackberries in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would make cocktails with that by the pool all day.
All right, so in conclusion, I'm rating this a buy if you're looking for this type of a cocktail-like experience. I support Jack Daniel's trying to, you know, get into that liqueur area of spirits to help their brand do better. Last I heard, they had a Brown-Forman as a whole had a 45% drop in sales in the last quarter. Their quarter ended August 31st. Or October 31st, or no, October 30th.
Am I saying?
No.
I'm not sure.
April 30th.
Yes.
April 30th was the end of their quarter.
Okay.
And so hopefully this helps them to get into some new markets and find a new avenue to liquidate their whiskey. Do I think that this is going to be something that your average viewer of this podcast is going to want to grab and buy neat? Absolutely not. You might get a bottle of this to make cocktails with. You might get a bottle of this as a transition whiskey to try and get somebody who's used to cocktails closer to drinking spirits. But this is probably
well. And I mean, for the price, that with $22, $32, like wherever it lands, like that, I feel like that's a really good price point for making, you know, you've got some kind of shower or something coming up that you need a giant batch. Like, I would not feel bad about buying that bottle and dumping it into a giant vat of lemonade and making a fun cocktail for a party. So
that's what it's for. Yeah. This is not meant to, you know, I collected this bottle, I'm saving it for a special occasion. It's not like that.
But
it's
got
a screw top, you unscrew it, and you pour it into your drink of choice, and you enjoy it.
But I would buy a Jack Daniel's flavored whiskey over a Crown flavored situation, because I...
Oh, for sure.
I have bad connections with Crown, and I don't love it, and I don't want to drink it or support it, but Jack Daniel's is what Sean drank, and it's what started our whiskey journey, so mm-hmm. I'm happy to buy it and support it and sip it in a lemonade. All
right. Well, let's give some away. Mm-hmm. We're going to do 5 2-ounce sample winners.
Get out of my head.
That way, you'll be able to use a little bit of it to taste it on its own and a little bit of it to make a cocktail for yourself. And all you have to do to enter to win is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell, fill out the web form on YouTube in the video description. We will run a randomizer, post the results publicly for accountability, reach out to the winner, get your address, and ship you your samples absolutely for free. And if you want to support this channel, there are 3 ways to do that. The easiest way is Patreon. And Patreon is a monthly support platform. Some people do it because they want to support the creation of the content. Some people do it because they like the things that the podcasts are supporting. So Lindsay and I do a lot of suicide prevention work. We work with nonprofits a lot, and we don't get paid for any of that time. Wes has a ministry in the Dominican Republic, and Lindsay's single mother sister works full time for the podcast, and your support makes all those things possible. We also have merch at bourbonrealtalk.com. with, you know, customization options, lots of great things over there. Because we have the lasers, we can customize a lot of the things that we sell for you. You can put your business logo on there, whatever. And then I am a real estate agent in the Dallas and Houston metro areas, and Lindsay and I work together on those transactions. So if you need real estate services in either market, you can find information on how to support the channel all 3 ways in the video description right next to the free giveaway link. And if this is your first time tuning into the channel, we'd love to tell you a little bit about our mission. We're about bringing people together around whiskey, because whiskey is one of those hobbies that, you know, it acts as a conduit to create connection. And when I saw that, I was at a place in life where I was trying to find ways to help people find connection, because I just lost my brother Sean to suicide. And he was missing some of those connections in his life. And I realized that, you know, a big part of mental health support is having that group of people that you're closely connected with that ask you how you're doing whenever something seems a little bit off. And he was missing that. So we started this channel to help foster that type of an environment. But if you want that, you do have to have a way for people to interact with each other. And a lot of the forums out there have negativity in them, what we call whiskey trolls. And so Wes came up with the idea of creating our own platform called Bourbon Real Talk Community, which has now grown to over 33,000 members, which makes us one of the world's largest whiskey or bourbon Facebook-focused groups. And we have no trolls in there. And that's been so successful that we've been able to parlay that into starting a suicide prevention nonprofit called Live Stay. Show them your wrists.
Oh, I always have to move my watch. Oh, you gotta move your watch. You're wearing the shirt.
Oh, yeah, Live Stay. Yeah. And so we're able to use the whiskey community to give back and do good. So that's great. But we learned something else from those negative people, those trolls. And that was, if they can hate a stranger online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving a stranger online. And that's why we end every episode the same way. And that's this. If you woke up this morning, you're unsure whether or not anyone loves you, just know that we love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.